That's good long hair, dude. You play an instrument? The bass. The bass. Do you have a girlfriend? A few girlfriends right now? That would imply three. Or more. No, but after that you start giving different words, right? Like, you have a girlfriend? He'll be like, a bushel. A murder. I have a murder of pussies that I deal with right now. What do you do for a living? At a warehouse and just crush pussy nonstop. How many of these three chicks are fat? All three? Yeah! They're all fat. That adds up now. And they don't mind each other at all. While you're fucking one of them, the other two are doing fucking bake-off downstairs. You call that a red velvet cake? Bitch, get me more.
Damn, this crowd's uptight, except for Andrea. She'll do anything.
Yeah, that's pretty nutty. Wait, which one's the fisting one? The one I would think?
Which one's the fisting one, Ari?
Yeah,
I don't know.
The tatted one. Okay.
The girl with palm tattoos?
Couldn't
the girl
jump with the on chest that piece? Angle, but...
The one with painful ear piercings?
Are you a mom, lady? Wow.
He's what? He's autistic. He's like, mommy, put a fist in yourself. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 fingers inside of yourself. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 fingers inside of your vagina. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. In your pussy. Are you guys together? I mean, not together in a relationship, but friends? You came here together.
Work friends, yeah.
Work friends?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where do you guys work?
D'Addario.
Is that a restaurant?
No, a guitar string company.
Oh, your weird fucking guitar string mechanics. That explains a lot. You guys just work near each other all day and tell stories about your fantasies of killing prostitutes and shit? Me, I'd kill her, then I'd fuck her. Then I'd revive her with paddles, and then do it all over again. Me too, Mike. Hand me those pliers. Aw, you guys are in love. Or you're afraid she's gonna leave and you hold on to her at all costs. If you try to run, I will still kill you. By the way, she shook her head no, like, please don't talk to us. Please don't make him angry. He can't. Where'd you meet? Online? Yeah? Which one was it? Bumble.
Pornhub?
I didn't realize there was fucking online dating on Pornhub. You saw it in an advertisement? I hope it was a good one. It was those want to get gaped. It just shows like a woman's asshole opening and closing on its own. Like, you're like, I'm going to marry that woman. Back searcher. Buffalo. Where'd you actually meet? Facebook dating? Well, that worked. Cute chick. Good for you, dude. You live together now?
No.
Not even. It's pretty new. Almost 3 years, but you're not moving her in because you remember how it was with that ex-wife bitch years, right? You don't want to have to kill another one and then take out all of her teeth and cut off her fingertips so you can get a head start on the FBI. I watch a lot of true crime. I could help you get away with it, but... Do you live together now?
We've been together for 9.5 years.
9.5 years? You have kids?
Yep.
Really? You left it in one time, huh? Kids together, right? No, you from another... Oh, really? How old is that kid?
14 and 11.
It's your kids? Oh, 14. And they live with you? Oh, damn. That means mom sucked. Damn, dude. If a guy with that beard and fucking leg tattoos has a fucking sole guardianship of his children, that mom's fucked up, dude. I mean fucked up. Like porn you're not allowed to do. You can't do that. You're not allowed to fuck dogs, no matter how much they seem to want to fuck you. Are you guys friends since high school kind of thing?
We've been friends a long time.
Yeah. Not high school, though.
Not high
college?
Yeah, like around that age.
What happened? Is it a secret thing? Were you guys both like in a gang or something? You know what he's talking about? You met at rehab?
She's friends with my smaller cousin.
Smaller cousin? The fuck does that mean? Do you rank your family by size? Which cousin? The smaller one? Did you call? It's your smallest cousin's birthday. She's friends with your smaller cousin. Well, it sounds like you became friends with her through your smaller cousin. Now you cut the smaller cousin out.
She lives with the bigger cousin.
Roommate.
Yeah.
So you have a roommate too?
Yeah.
You see how this bitch was judging you earlier for a roommate? Remember she said you have to have a house to fuck her? She lives with the big fucking cousin. You don't want to fuck while the big cousin's listening outside? Playing PlayStation 5 on mute? It's my cousin, bro. It ain't my sister. What do you do, miss?
I'm a teacher.
You are a teacher? Aww. People booing? Oh, they think you fucked a Mexican child. She didn't. That was the thing I said. That was a joke. Just because you're a teacher doesn't mean you have to fuck a Mexican child. It's just there if you want to. Most of them probably don't tell. Would you like to suck Mrs. Wilson's pussy? See. What do you teach?
Art.
Art? Nice. What grade?
Kinder through eighth grade.
Kindergarten art? That sucks. None of it's good. You can't even see potential in kindergarten. What's your specialty in art? Macaroni necklace? She goes, I minored in hand turkey. Popsicle stick people. Did my thesis in popsicle stick people. Oh, are they kicking you out? No. Sorry, buddy. Huh? Who? You and the guy who's kicking you out? That's funny. So when you guys get outside, you can kill him and put his outfit on. This guy's naked with tape around his face. I do hate that. There's 2 minutes left in the show. You got to kick him out. I know. If he's out front, though, all of you should go outside and be like, I can't believe what he said at the end. That was crazy. We'd walk in and be like, yo, he gave everybody in the audience $1,000. I won $1,000, but I helped the show. I love my audience. So I feel bad when they get kicked out, but like, you know, the club's eventually going to be like, you can't keep doing the thing you're doing. By the way, I'm a pussy with that shit. I just go, if I went outside right now and saw that guy, I'd be like, yeah, dude, sorry. They're just uptight. Like, I just fucking, ah, dude, I don't know. They got fucking rules in there or whatever and shit. I'm just like, throw stuff at the stage. I don't give a shit. To me, I'll play with all of it, dude, but. I came home one time from my mom's house back to New York. I went to Lewis's and I was like, yo, I found these tapes.
No.
These Super 8 tapes of me and Kurt Metzger, and I think even Kevin Hart and the people on there, like doing comedy. But the Sony Handycam was just there with the family the whole time. And then we're just watching at one point, and the screen flips, and it's my mom from behind in underwear, no shirt, and it's my step-pop going, ooh. Terry, tear, tear. Terry. And then my mom just turns around with her fucking jugs out and goes like, oh God, what are you doing right there? And then the screen rolls back up and right back to comedy again. And I didn't even move. I was like, I just had to process. I'm like, you guys just saw my step-pop convince my mom to turn around and show her jugs. We all just saw it. We'll never unsee it.
It wasn't you just alone because you might have been tempted to jerk off.
Yeah, I know, right? Oedipus. How about you, Mustache? What's your actual job? You work on an ambulance. There you go. You got Narcan on you? Dude, boot me up. Does it work? Dude, send me off in outer space, bro. Come on. Man, dead bodies all the time. Man, did you ever see like a hot chick and do and take one peek first? Like, you touch her tits and you'd be like, 5 second rule. He goes, I would say time of death 15 minutes ago. It's been a while. Oh, what? Are you guys all doctors? You know how it works? You're a single dude, too? I think you're these girls' type, dude. You look like a biker guy. You ride a motorcycle?
Used to.
You used to? Oh, you lost. Oh, my God, you have half an arm. How is it a half hour into the show? I haven't seen that. That's crazy. How'd you lose the arm? Cool story. Pussy with teeth?
It was a combination of... I really got into shooting speedballs at one point.
Drugs.
Yeah.
Ah.
So my arm already wasn't in the best condition.
So your arm is fucked up from that.
Yep. And I got hit by a car walking through a parking lot.
Then you got hit by a car.
Yep.
Right in your needle's arm.
Right.
Fucking 50-50 shot. He was going to hit you in the not needle's arm. You'd be fine. Were you off drugs at that point?
No, I was high as fuck.
You were high as fuck when it happened. Oh, so you didn't care. You were like, what? Man, your last dance with it, you might as well make it fun, you know what I mean? You're by yourself. I didn't mean to point it out. You're so dicky when I said it right away. What are you by yourself, you lonely bitch? Look at this one over here. These crews got a spare guy. When's the last boyfriend you had? 11 or 12 years ago. It's probably you. That's a long time. 11 years, that's a drought. Do you date? Never. You don't even want to fuck. I think we've had this conversation before. Is this deja vu? You have a husband also. Single. No masturbation. No sex. You just shut it down. She was at a show of mine in New York. Sitting right next to her. Unrelated, right? Didn't know each other at all. Was a woman who had a child and was telling a whole room of people that she is pretty sure she can still take a fist in the pussy. You can't fist yourself, can you? You have in the past? That lady next to you almost moved her seat over. You shouldn't move your seat over. You should ask her for her book on tape. No one's debating that's not awesome, sir. We all know it's awesome.
I just realized something.
It's you.
The
it's
subterfuge. You. Yeah. The subterfuge involved reminds me of.
Oh, yeah. The subterfuge. Shit.
Yeah.
What? What?
Subterfuge. Am I allowed to say subterfuge on
what
this show?
What the fuck is subterfuge?
I thought it's subterfuge.
That's how you say it.
Well, you should keep saying it like that. I think you're doing it wrong.
It's Julian.
I thought it was
not
too.
Subterfuge.
That's how I've always heard it said.
Hold on. Go to the phonetics. Go to the phonetics.
Yeah, go to
I thought it was too.
Subterfuge. Oh, no. It is subterfuge. I've been saying it wrong.
Subterfuge. You jerk off.
Julian, I love that we have on record you going, can I use a word like that here?
Yeah.
You retard snag.
That's so great.
What a beautiful 80s movie moment that was.
You took a real asshole stance about it too.
Wait.
Yeah, he goes, oh, hey, I don't know how many of you guys can handle it.
There's not a beat in it.
Interracial couple, nice. White guy, black woman, rare. What happened? Is this guy the lawyer that got your cousin out of jail? Damn, is this the first black woman you've been with? No? Shut up. What, do you own a Dunkin' Donuts or some shit? Where are you finding them at? This guy's fucking all the bitches on night shift. Hey, I noticed the drive-thru's a little slow. He what? He brought you a gift on the first date? What was it? I hope it was something hilarious like lotion. Shit, he thinks a black woman would need barrettes with bows on them. One of those silk sleeping hats so your fucking fake hair doesn't get all whacked out. And brought you a do-rag. Thank you.
You see Dr. Sleep, the sequel? I like that. There's the kid grown up. He's a psychic now, and he was... His job as Dr. Sleep was he worked in a hospice, and he would, because he's psychic, he would talk to the people that were dying and tell them, like, you know, you're going to be great. You're going to see your family, and he would make them feel good with a bunch of psychic shit. I feel like I could do that job, but, like, I'm not psychic. I could just be, like, funny while they die. Old people love that shit. You just lean over and be like, I bet that fat black nurse sings gospel when she shits. Like, go. Hey, I bet the old lady in that bed's bush touches her belly button. Ooh, 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 ooh. Clocking out. I'm done doctor sleeping for the day. One arm guy, where's the night take you after this? That way. Are you going just home after this? You can go party. I mean, lightly.
Yeah, I don't know. They're my
ride. You came with the lesbians? I had no idea. Fuck all that, dude. Just use this guy like a fuck toy. Yeah, just go all lesbian on a one-armed guy. That's such a great story. Damn, dude. If you got a finger at the same time, you're like a fucking DJ. Right? She asked you to marry, dude. That's fucking dope. You said yes immediately. Did you cry like a bitch? Did you really? You did all the girl stuff? She was like, would you marry me? And you were like, oh my God, oh my God. I gotta call my mom. Mom. Say it again. She gave you a ring?
No. She thought about it, but she didn't give me a ring. I'm not worth it.
You're not worth a ring. Just a marriage promise. What happened? Did you just get caught cheating on him or something? You're like, oh, marry me. You didn't know what? How he could take what?
Like, if I had a ring, like, if he would be emasculated.
Would he be emasculated? Yes. Yeah, 100%. You could have, when you were down there on your knee, you could have pulled his wiener out and cock ringed him. That'd have been awesome. Hindsight's 2020, though. Why does no one ever hire me for a wedding planner? What do you do for a living?
I build antennas for satellites.
You said he builds antennas for satellites. That's fine. The part that's confusing, he goes, we'll just put it that way. What could that mysteriously be concealing? I work for Comcast, okay? What are you building, Sputnik, motherfucker? You're wearing an Eagle shirt. Yeah, gotta go to work and put fucking antennas on. Work for Xfinity. Yeah, I work for Cox Cable. It's fucking hilarious. Fuck Comcast, who you work for? Verizon. Yeah. The telecom wars. You didn't know it was going to get spicy in here tonight.
I like your tattoos. I'm just kidding. You have any salacious ones by your cooch or your butthole? Do you? Huh? What's it say on your puss? Is it your pussy hair turning into birds flying away? Yo, that would be a fucking dope tattoo. Damn, if I had a more attractive this area, I would do it myself. There was a fucking a flock of birds flying out of my dick hair. Somebody must have left the cage open.
Are you Asian, yeah?
I am Asian.
Well, there's a lot of light in my face. I don't want to... Asian, there it is. Could you hold a violin for the rest of the show, please? I can't tell if you're Asian. Could you please? What do you do? What do you do for a living here?
I'm in grad school.
Oh, you're in grad school for speech pathology. There's certain things. If someone's going to show you how to work out, I guess as a dude, you want like a dude showing you, I guess. There's got to be something for speech pathology. You walk in and an Asian girl goes, "Hello. I'm here to help you speak a correctory. We're going to get that twang out of your voice. And you're going to be talking so good before you know it." The first word, ridiculous. Recently single. You live alone? Cats?
Ooh.
Dog?
No.
Stolen child?
Ooh.
Just by yourself and a bunch of candles and shit?
Yeah, I know.
Plants and candles? Do you talk to your plants?
I bet it gets lonely in that house.
Like she lights candles and licks a curvy knife while she watches TV?
And her phone rings. She's like, "Hey, Mom." "Nothing. I'm just watching reruns of And Just Like That on Max."
What do you do, bro?
Steam fetter.
What?
Steam fetter.
You work on steam pipes. Masculine fucking job, dude. There's a fucking nurse behind you. Yeah? As a nurse? What's the things you see? What's the craziest thing you pull out of someone's butt? Your dick? Well, I had to check for fucking pustules or whatever. What is it? Nerf football? When you pulled it out, did you send it?
Fucking go.
You should have gotten it like halfway out and then told her to push and then go, "Here we go. Ha!" Fucking zip it on a wall, leave a fucking turd stain. A Nerf football. Were you both there for that? Really? Did you both have to be, or why did you call the other like a piece of shit? Yo, get down here. No one will come right now. I'm eating lunch. Well, don't eat too much of it because... He done it many times, and this time what? Just took it two in.
The condom broke, so the football expanded.
Oh, the condom broke, football expanded. Classic. What was the brand so none of us with our football-sized cocks have this problem?
What do you actually do?
I'm unemployed.
Unemployed? A what?
A tenant? Yeah.
You're his landlord? Yeah, I bet technically, right? You're his girlfriend. What do you do? How are you supporting? How are you feeding two males? Nothing either? Huh? Your dad passed away? Oh, he left you money. I wasn't getting that at first. So I'm like, he's going to tell it to the owners? I'm not paying for this. My dad just passed away. Okay. I'm grieving. I need mozzarella sticks. You fuck. This crowd just got off of work. No one's in the fucking mode for this shit yet. Well, not this table. You guys are ready for it. Sitting there spending her dead dad's money, you piece of shit. I love it. Hey, babe, want to get Taco Bell on Pops? I think you would have wanted me to have a Doritos Locos Taco Supreme. I know he's watching over us right now. Ordering our Doritos Tacos Locos Supreme. Do you guys have kids?
Not yet.
Not yet? Latino, right? How old are you?
22.
22, Latino, 23, Latina. No kids.
Well, she's pregnant.
You're pregnant now. Okay, I was going to say, you guys are defying the odds. something wasn't adding up. You know if it's a boy or a girl? Do you want to find out?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's pretty new.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Don't tell people. It's not good luck. Everything's going to be fine. The kid's Mexican, so it'll be fine. Its muscles are already strong because it's currently building a deck inside your uterus. Honey, I'm nauseous. Oh, I think he's staining the deck. Well, that's what it is. That's what it is. It's the polyurethane. You ever blow this cowboy in the truck? Yeah. You have kids, cowboy? Your pullout game is tight. You have kids, miss? Nice. Do you raise them on the ranch with this guy? Just one kid? And you live with him now? You sort of live with him. Where's your kid at? With your parents. How old's the kid? 14. Lives with your parents. I gotta go to my mom's and listen to a cowboy fucker for the weekend. Fucking mom's got rope burns on her fucking ankles and things. What happened, honey? Did you walk in on your mom having sex with that cowboy? Worse, he was milking her. She has a cowtail butt plug in. Is that even a thing? If that's not a thing, I trademark it. You can't use it. You ever try any gay stuff? Yeah? How did it go? Not good. Yeah, but your hair really soaks up jizz, though, dude. What was the gay shit you tried?
I was 12, so it was a long time.
You were 12? Was the other person 12 also?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know why that's okay, but it is okay. I thought you were going to say it was your fucking uncle or something. She's like, fuck, dude. Did he at least get you ice cream? You were 12? What'd you do? Suck each other's dicks? Oh, God. Did you finish? You did? But you never did it again. Just the one time. Anybody here want to mouth fuck this kid tonight? You guys got nothing going on after the show. What are you guys doing? A late night grill? What are you guys hitting the old diner after this? Give this kid a little fucking mouth fuck. Yo, blow bang my friend here. Make him feel 12 again. Hey, how do you feel after that mouth gangbang? Like a kid. Sorry, miss, I just looked right at your tits. Apologies. I did the whole thing. I looked at her face, tits, up at the face, down at the tits. They're out, right? Miss, you can look. It's not weird if you look. All right, don't make a meal out of it, you creep. Fucking wife's trying to munch box over here, bruh. You guys ever swing? Oh, you want to with this couple? No? Maybe you have a taste for the Orient? It's the best thing about eating Asian pussy is you think you're full at one point, and then you burp, and you could eat it again. Damn, what kind of dark castle do you four fucking crawl out of? Look at these four. These four are awesome. Are you guys a band? You should be, if you're not. Like a macabre Mamas and the Papas. All the leaves are brown and the sky is gray. You guys only fuck by candlelight. I bet you got a fake goat head in your house. Tell me I'm right about some of these things. He's not as goth as he seems. He seems like a super sweet guy with face tattoos, right? What'd you do for Valentine's Day today? This is the whole thing? He didn't wake you up with, like, black flowers or something, or whip out the old fucking bass and throw down a fucking tune? Doon, 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 I am Iron Man, babe. Doon, doon. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. You could always throw fucking in if you need a couple extra notes. Is your wife? Girlfriend. What do you do? Clinical research? That sounds exciting.
Clinical research for what? Johnson & Johnson, but for what? Like vaccines or baby oil? Don't boo her. She's not Johnson or Johnson. What's your clinical testing of? I was hoping it was more fun shit like invisible condom. I'd like that to become a real invention so I can stop lying and saying I'm wearing one. Use condoms? No? That's very Mexican of you. Let fucking mi Dio sort it out, right? If it's meant to be. Look at me figuring everybody out. Indian, right? Nailed it. What's it like being Indian in Denver? That's gotta be crazy.
I live up a little north, but...
A little north where it's more Indian? Sounds scarier. This is your husband?
Yep.
Nice. White guy. Your Indian parents probably love that. They hate it, I bet. I bet every holiday they throw them like spelling words and shit. Deoxyribonucleic acid. He's like, oh, D, you want to be with my daughter? You'll spell deoxyribonucleic acid. Use it in a sentence, Mr. Patel. Can we just eat? You guys have kids?
We have one, yep.
One. Are you raising them super Indian?
No.
Super white? Just pretty white with Indian grades. What's a fucking pussy look like on mushrooms? It's like a Rob Zombie painting. Just like... You're retired. Which means you got nothing but time to eat pussy, am I right? You hear that, three single ladies? You drinking beers? You just ate mushrooms? Mother, don't let that guy eat your pussy.
I opened for a band at the Key Club one night. They hated me from the start. Mm. I was eventually asked to leave by the show's producers, quote, without making a scene, please.
I know Jay specifically opened for bands. That's why I want to know if the Key Club is a rock club.
Oh, yeah, it is, but I didn't know. On my tour, the tours I did with bands were not the Key Club. Greg, have you ever opened for bands before?
Big J, by the way, Big J is a liar. I'm watching his bad acting right now. Look at it, look at it.
Yeah. That story belonged to Big J. Okerson. Yeah!
was it corn?
Steel Panther. It was just very unceremonious. I walked in, they were like, oh, I was like, yeah, they said they wanted me to go on. They were like, oh, yeah, I guess. And they're like, you know, you can kind of go on now. And they put me on in front of a crowd that was coming in and not interested. I'm trying to like crowd work them as they're coming in. Like, oh, you here for fake heavy metal? Like, you ain't fake, piece of shit. Like, they were so furious. So, yeah, they asked me to leave without a scene.
What sort of scene did they think you were capable of making?
I don't know. Just fucking run out with like 1,000 bandanas and stuff like that. Like a yeah. Like a Navajo chief. That's my scalps. All your fucking microphone neckerchiefs.
Whoa, what?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
It's necrochip.
Oh.
You guys don't have kids, right?
No.
Nice. You gonna try?
One day.
One day, yeah. Not this guy. He's never not trying. If he jerks off, he runs in with a finger full of jizz and smashes it right in. Babe, still warm, still warm, still warm. How do you do it? How would you do it? Would you just finger it into her, or would you lay it over the lips and just go... I like somebody gave a legit no to that. No. No, that's not how you do that. No, the sperm will die. Love real answers to dumb hypotheticals. She'll suck 1,000 dicks. It's impossible. No one's mouth to get around 1,000 dicks. What do you do?
Welder.
Welder? Oh, that's cool. You wear a mask for a living, so. That's hot, right? You're his girlfriend, wife? Wife. I bet all of your fucking dildos are homemade. She's fucking... It's like, look at those seams, though, babe. Honey, I left that iron dildo you made me at the hotel. Don't worry. 7 years single? When's the last time you got laid? No. 7 years since you got pussy at all? Damn. How about you, bro? You a cream pie guy? Can you think back that long? Last time you came in a chick was so long ago, if they found it now, it would have a mosquito in it, like the thing that started Jurassic Park. You should make a cane with your jizz and a mosquito as the thing. There! Oh, is that guy pointing with his jizz mosquito cane? Josh, what happened to his foot? Oh, we don't know. What is it? You just don't want to say. Whatever I want to happen, happens? Oh, make up a story. Well, I bet the real story is funnier than you think. What happened?
Just came down on it off the dock.
Off the LUPS dock. Yeah, it is pretty gay. Where they were loading up your shit? Then you fucking fell off the dock? Oh, then 30 fucking day worker Mexicans had to carry like pallbearers? There was a wreath with We Always Love Big Papa play. We always love Big Papa. If this crowd had two more black people, you would have got that dope-ass Biggie funeral reference. You guys all love your parents and go to Cape Cod. Let's all go tell Frank Pepe's they suck. Your pizza blows. Just because you fucking cut it like a retard doesn't make it good. That makes sense. If you did that at home, you'd throw the pizza out. You're like, I fucked up.
First will be the defense. All right, who's prosecuting?
Are we actually doing this?
I thought we were just going to show evidence that Ian's definitely gay.
All right, let's show.
I think that's what we're doing.
First evidence being presented, Ian's tweet from 2009. Let's
edit that out.
23andMe test back. Turns out I'm gay.
That's a great joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a joke. It is. But feeling thank that you. Way at 2:33 p.m.?
In Manhattan, no less.
Yeah.
At one point,
I was.
Ian said, I came out when I was 32.
I'm curious, like, how
I did, yes.
Yeah. Were you just trying to look cool in front of these definite lesbians? By the way, look how shiny your arms are from fisting.
Like, come out until I was like 32. And I started to do material about it on stage, and nobody knew.
Dude, that one girl is hulking over you. You have to say you're gay. So what, you're probably gay, right?
What's the next piece of evidence?
You like guys? I mean, I think that's gross, but whatever.
What podcast is this?
It's called We're Having Gay Sex.
No.
Is it really called that?
Podcast is called We're Roommates, wink, wink.
Ah, that was another funny one for Big J.
It's also funny, too, doing it as long as I have now. 27 years, I think, I'm doing it. Like, the hilarious, like, fake emotion you put into things. I remember having my daughter was a baby when I did New Faces and talking to the picture backstage before I went on stage.
Oh,
like,
wow.
All right, we're going to go do it. And then had a mediocre set, and all I got from New Faces was, like, a MTV2 talking head one-off. Like, what were they thinking? Or something. What were they wearing? MTV2 presents.
You remember those things where you would just start talking shit about people?
That's it.
Yeah, and they would just clip it up?
I did a couple of them. They didn't air most of it. And the one I always remember, because when I would go back to MTV for anything, they would always be like, we still pass the segment around of you doing that. What were they thinking?
Yeah.
And it was Fiona Apple on an award show years ago to accept her award. She got there and started quoting. She's like, the great Maya Angelou or something. And I was like, Maya Angelou. I was like, what is she talking about Maya Angelou for? I go, look, we all loved her as Wheezy Jefferson, and I enjoy her pancake syrup, but
And then they were like, yo, you can't call Maya Angelou Aunt Jemima. I'm like, but I'm kidding. I'm like, but I'm kidding, though. I know who Maya Angelou is.
Damn.
Have you been blind your whole life?
No. Oh, that's better, I guess. Right? Because you can have vivid imagination. You remember what a woman's butthole looked like. Could you imagine just feeling a pussy and trying to guess what it looks like? It probably looked like fucking Ollie Steamers or whatever the fuck that shit was. Why is everyone so different? This one's got so many pieces hanging out of it, and this one's just a line.
What kind of women do you like? Any. All kinds. Just not these two. I bet I can get him to kiss. Everyone starts chanting, kiss, kiss. This lady wants to see you guys kiss bad. Are you into girls at all? Are you? Nice. Mildly, this is your boyfriend, husband?
Husband of many years, but he knows.
He knows you're into girls?
He knows that's my only man, yep.
Does he let you hook up with other girls?
He would let me do whatever the fuck I want.
He would let you do whatever you want? I don't know about that. I don't think he'd let you eat his mom's pussy. Well, you said anything's on the table with this guy. Hey. Hey, would you blow my dad? He's feeling a little under the weather. Yeah, babe, get out there. Go ahead.
In high school, I was put into an involuntary glee club made of bad kids who were getting in trouble a lot.
Yeah, I would voluntarily join glee club.
She's saying Big J, Christina. No.
Yeah.
You guys change it to Big J? You guys are...
I didn't even know.
Did you change it too?
Yeah,
oh,
my
God.
I did.
There's no way it's Big J. If it's Big J, I'll suck Vinny's dick on this stage tonight.
Yeah!
I swear to God.
Please be Big J. Really?
Everyone just locked in. Alex, I'll tell them.
Suck Vinny's
No car. Way.
Yes! No way. I'm getting my dick sucked.
So excited. I knew it.
Wow.
It. Was it really you?
Yes.
Yes.
It's so believable.
Yes, officially that was Big J Oakerson.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Can I tell you what hurts my feelings for the two hot ladies that we have here on the panel? As soon as they opened it up to us... They both thought it was me.
A man with fingerless gloves and painted fingernails.
In the hair and everything.
It was almost annoying that I had to go to this. I was like defending myself in fights. And like they were like, you're in fights all the time, so you got to go to this thing. And I will tell you something. That one show we put on, these cornrowed fucking sag pants motherfuckers were angels on that stage.
Wow, yeah.
You know black people can sing from Lean On Me.
Yeah, but I was saying, just like that, exactly. It's like, hey, remember you guys killed a teacher? Why don't you try using your beautiful voices?
Oh, we didn't even know that was a thing.
How do you guys all know each other? You did something gay once, and you always keep each other close by to make sure no one's talking to other people? You're all in the Air Force? Hey, man, I'm going to join the Air Force. We're all joining the Air Force. We're going to be Iceman, Slider, Goose, and Maverick. Fucking right there. And then when your goose dies, the other three are going to go, oh, thank God. Oh, one less person is going to tell somebody we did gay shit. You two are in the Air Force. What are these two? Who are these two guys? Oh, you don't know them at all? Oh, okay. You're Air Force guys. It really is going to overshadow whatever these two fucking dorks do. What kind of guy are you looking for in the world as a single lady? A good job? A good family? Doesn't matter?
The basics, you know.
What are the basics?
Like a job, a house.
A job and a house already? Okay. How old are you?
I'm 28.
28? Already owns a house you want? How old of a guy are you looking for? This guy doesn't have a house. He's got a room in someone's house. It's the same address as the house. But someone has to slide under his door that says, boys only. It's ironic, but you still have it up. Your mom could come in. How old are you, grandpas?
How old are you guys?
75.
75 also? Damn. You both have wives?
He's married to my ex-wife.
Really? Damn. Do you ever smell each other's fingers and compare and be like, she held up. Son of a bitch, she held up. I know my Loretta when I smell her. Sir, I mean this, and I mean this as a complete compliment, and that I'm genuinely happy. You are the first, and I mean this, full black person since I've been here in town. That's so exciting. Oh, thank God. This is your girlfriend?
No, that's his wife.
That's his wife. Nice. I see what's happening here. No, this is the kind of porn I watch. That's my favorite porn. When black dudes bang a white lady while the husband watches. It's my favorite porn. It's called cuckold. And I'm not political at all, but people who are political use that word a lot, and it always hits me wrong. So I'm like, that guy's a fucking cuck. I'm like, nice, dude. This fucking chick's getting gangbanged by black dick? Nice, dude. That's fucking rad. Rabbi, are you still active in the synagogue?
Active, yeah, but not as rabbi.
Not as a rabbi. Or someone boo a fucking former rabbi. You walked away from the cloth. You still go once in a while, though, right? All the time? Nice. What do you do? Taking plates and toilet paper home? Still Jewish. 14-carat candle holders? Don't mind if I do. Don't mind if I do.
If I ever have a funeral, please.
If you ever have a funeral, what do you want me to do? Oh, you want me to laugh you off to death? I'll Viking funeral you. Can you sign a paper that says if you die, I can Viking funeral you? No one's really going to let you try that, but we just cover you in fucking lighter fluid and set you off into a lake. And then I get three tries with a fucking bow. Just you laying on a thing and it's here and go, tss, this is like, fuck. Tss, shit. Should have hung out with Rogan more. Fucking Rogan comes in on a helicopter hanging off. Thank you, Mr. Rogan. You ever tried hooking up with a girl before? You did. What happened? She queefed in your face. You can't unthink it. Isn't that funny when a girl queefs, her immediate reaction is to tell you that it's a queef, like to let you know it's a queef? Like, it's not really much better. Yeah, like that was a queef. That was a queef. It goes, all right, whatever it was, it's ridiculous. If you did this, that's my armpit. I go, I know, don't though. Although I think it's my fault. It's why I don't like doggy style. I don't have a long dick. I got a fat one. So it's like loading up a fucking airsoft gun. Every pump just shoots another fucking hoof to air up into that fucking hoo-ha. And then when they flip over to go back to regular position, it's just... Congratulations, miss. You're by yourself, though, which is strange. That means you have a terrible personality. Or a baggy pussy. I don't know. It's one of those. It's one of... Huh? Recently single? You dumped him. He dumped you? Why? Because you're a slut? Why'd he break up with you?
He wanted to open a relationship and I didn't.
He wanted an open relationship, you didn't? That means he just wanted to break up.
Yeah.
You didn't want to fuck other people?
Well, I mean, yeah.
You do, just not... You didn't want him to fuck other people.
I just didn't want to be with him either.
You were over it. So you could be talking to an open relationship, just not with him. Hey. How do you feel about being shared by two Mexicans? While you're fucking her, a black cat's gonna walk by. You're gonna be like, I thought you said you didn't have any pets. She's like, I don't. That's the sorcerer Beelzebub. This is Georgia. Somebody in here has gotten the no-tooth blowjob for sure. You got one? Really? Was it awesome? Was it great?
Yeah, multiple times.
How old was the lady?
One of them was 48, the other was
65. 48, no teeth? What are we clapping for? I mean, clap if you want to clap, but I just love to know what you're clapping for. He goes, hey, that's awesome. That's fucking great. You fucked two different toothless chicks from two generations. That's what one of his patches are for. That's right there. Got that for slaying a grandma and a ma. 48, no teeth. That's a rough life. The no teeth was the least of her problems. She was born without teeth, she said? Yeah, right. She blew you while she was breastfeeding two kids. I was born like that. You gonna fuck my mouth or not? Shut up. Well, thank you for being here, ladies. All single ladies? Divorced? You are? Either you are never married? No kids, no nothing? You have kids, just never married. Nice. Kids are half Hispanic or something, right, I'm guessing? Huh? Mixed black guy. I didn't want to say that one right away. Even the rest of the audience was like, why did he guess Hispanic before black? You know why. You're not with him anymore, though. Do you only like black guys? Because there's probably none here. I don't know why.
I like women now.
Do you really? Why? Black dick was so big, it blasted your pussy to pieces. And then now, you're trying to put your life and snatch back together. By just letting a girl go down there and butterfly kiss it. I hope her pussy has like Frankenstein's stitches all over it and shit.
Cancer nurse.
Huh?
Cancer nurse.
What a, huh?
Cancer, I'm an oncology nurse.
You're a cancer nurse?
Yes.
Okay, that's, all right. No, I understand. I get it. She's like, do me now. that was a weird approach. You shout that out like somebody went down with cancer here. My cancer. Cancer nurse. Part. She's like, it's cancer, all right. I'm Gina, I'm your cancer nurse. That was a good yell. What a challenge. She's like, make fun of that, dude. I make wigs for cancer kids. Do me. Make some fun of that, you piece of shit. Oh, he cut his own balls off and ate them? How bad is the food in this prison? Prison nurse. That's got to be a weird job. The guys always try to show you their wiener, right? I think I have strep cock. You're like, looks fine. He's like, right? What's the craziest thing you've seen? Cut off a wiener? Really? Oh, he cut his own balls off and ate them? How bad is the food in this prison? I'm not eating meatloaf again. I'd rather eat my own balls. Shut up, Steve. You're always talking that shit. No, dude, I'd rather eat my own balls than this meatloaf again. Shut up, dude. Stop talking shit. Either do it or shut up. He cut off his own balls, ate them, and then came to the nurse with what? Tummy ache? I think I ate something funny. Are you a musician?
Used to be? What do you do now? Fuck knows. You're like nothing. You got those face tattoos thinking you were going to be a musician forever. Are you a tattoo artist?
No, no. These are actually just recent. I just like them.
Face tattoos? Does it hurt getting a job? Is it hard?
No. I had the job first.
You had the job first, and then you showed up with face tattoos one day? What's the job?
I test milk for a milk company.
You test milk? I guess a face tattoo doesn't really have a problem with that. Where are you in the ladder of that? Like right from the tap, you just suck a cow tit? They don't give a fuck what your face looks like. It's fresh there. Send it down the pike. You test milk? What a weird job. For what?
Antibiotics, bacteria.
You make sure it's organic.
No, just fresh from the farms before it goes.
Fresh from the farms. What a fucking hippie job for a guy with face tattoos. I'm going to save the earth after I get this dick piercing. But baby steps. I feel terrible. I said the word dick piercing and caught eyes with that sweet lady standing up over there. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to say dick piercing and look directly at you. It seems rude.
I once dry heaved on the side of the bed because of a woman's smell. She was attractive, so I fucked her anyway.
This does sound like a Jewish story.
I guess we have to. I mean, the Jewish people do have bigger noses, so we could smell more.
Oh, please. Your nose is not bigger than mine. What are you saying?
That's true.
What are you saying, bro?
Naeem's got massive nostrils.
Massive nostrils. I can fit my thumbs in it.
God yeah. Damn.
Naeem could smell pussy two motels down the street.
Yes.
How are Jews and blacks not more unified? Slavery, big noses? What do we not have in common? The three-pointer?
That's your mom?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're his mom? Oh, nice. Well, just know, this half-black woman is with your son because she wants to try anal sex. And she's terrified to let a black guy go in there. She's heard the stories from her mom. Whatever makes him happy, that's a good mom. If my son wants to butt fuck, he butt fucks. We don't tell him nothing. But you love your son, I could tell. You've been letting him and his third best Linkin Park cover band practice in your living room. It starts with dun dun. I don't know why. I don't know how hard you try. She comes in with like pigs in a blanket. Hey, that's my boys. Do you little rap rockers need some snacks? You got a bunch of dildos and shit? Yeah. I have a feeling. Just regular ones or like a bunch of like tentacle shit? You wish some weird stuff. What do you want? I'll give it. I'll buy it. You gotta let me watch you use it, though.
You and Christy, I'm down.
You want me and my girlfriend to watch you dildo yourself with a dildo I buy? Sure. When we're all horny, it's gonna be great when you hit us up on FaceTime and you take that, whatever, that dog dick dildo I bought or whatever the crazy thing is I bought. And you shove it in your hooch, and you're squirting all over the place, and you're blasting off, and you're coming, and maybe we start fucking, and everything goes crazy. But after all of that, at some point, we're going to be on a FaceTime, and all out of cum, and just go like, so that was fun. So, like, if we ever come down to Atlanta or whatever, we're like, you're wiping your own fucking squirt off your thighs. You guys are cool. No, you're cool. This is crazy. She's drying off a fucking octopus arm dildo I got her. Yeah. Thanks, by the way. So, what's SiriusXM like? This is your husband?
Boyfriend.
Where'd you meet him at?
Yeah, work.
Work?
Yeah.
No shit. Did he abuse his power? You want to be on fries? You better fucking... What was the job?
Tech support.
Tech support?
Yeah.
Damn, just like cubicle shit?
Pretty much, yeah.
What? Do you ever fuck at work?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you ever walk somebody through a hard reboot while you were riding his fingers on a chair? Just smiling at you, and you're like, control, alt, delete. You're sucking his dick. Yeah, yeah, hit the escape button, yeah. Oh, God. You do nails? That's cool. Isn't it the job of a 4,000-year-old Asian lady? Both single girls.
No.
Both have boyfriends.
Yeah.
Why is this so uncomfortable? She did a head motion, doesn't even make sense. I go, you have a boyfriend? She went. She like nodded a frown. Where'd you meet this guy you're dating? I don't know if he's okay for you. At a bar. That's not good. He walked up to you. Mm-hmm. What'd he say? What's over there? And then put something in your drink? Is that John Elway? Do you remember what he said when he walked up? Can I buy you a drink? That shit.
Just, I'm leaving. What's up?
I'm leaving. What's up? Weak line. Remember my first line to you? Sick tits. He's probably a younger man, doesn't know how to cut to the chase like I do. That's how I talk to chicks now at 46. What's up, Nails? You're pretty. I bet your pussy's only one line, not a bunch of flaps and shit. Now, she knows where I stand. You guys all know each other too? Just you guys here. How do you know? Father, son? Oh, cat's in the cradle and a silver spoon. Is this him making up for time when he left your mom for drugs? By the way, Ron, your mom left him for drugs? Man, what drugs? Let's find out right now what drug is better than whatever the size of your father's penis is. A smaller penis? What does that mean? She left him for a guy with a smaller penis. How do you know that? Was he Asian? But you know your father has a huge penis? It's what you hear? What do you mean, at night? Is he knocking against your fucking door? Like, oh my God, that's hitting the doorknob and the middle of the door. It's gotta be 7.5, 8 goddamn inches. I always say that too, like if a girl was into coke, wanted to do coke off my dick, she'd have to do a couple lines. I'm gonna give you a key bump of... you're not gonna bang a fucking Hollywood rail off my dick. You'll get high, but not like annoying high. You guys are a gorgeous couple too. Just dating or married?
Dating.
Nice. Not engaged or anything even. It's pretty new.
No.
Not new, but not engaged.
I didn't mean to put that pressure on you, sir. How long?
2.5 years.
Oh, that's not. I'm supposed to get married. How old are you? Young?
28.
How old are you, miss?
24.
Oh, yeah. You're not ready yet. Now, were you like a raging whore from like 22 backwards? Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow, dude, I should stop doing this because the guy just went... Oh, there's a track list of names this guy yells out in arguments a lot. Oh, yeah? Why? Is that what Mike would have done? Well, I'm not him. You work in music? What do you do?
I tour manage
for DJs. Tour manage for DJs? That fucking sucks. Bet the backstage pussy rules. What? Oh, no, not for him. I mean the other guys back there. The backstage pussy must be dope. Not for you, though. Fucking hot Asian girls with pigtails and shit. Oh, wearing fur boots. But not for him, though. Not for him, though.
No, he loves you.
How long you guys been together for?
7 years.
7 years? Yeah. No, he's super stoked. When you have love, real love, a girl with a glow-in-the-dark clit ring's not going to pull him away from you. You have a glow-in-the-dark clit ring? Is that possibly true? You wish. Yeah. I don't know if this guy's a cowboy, though. It's more of a look than the job of a cowboy, correct?
Trying to keep it going, you know?
Yeah.
Big spurt one time and just trying to ride it through the rest of my life.
You cowboyed for a little bit, and now you're just trying to ride. Yeah, dude, it's like the cast of Sons of Anarchy did that. And you got a girlfriend with big tits, so you can still get to milking, am I right, dude? Yeah. For the baby. Squeak, squeak, squeak.
He is an MMA fighter.
Is he really?
Yeah.
No shit.
He tapped out. Oh, listen, he gets all like what? He tapped out more.
Do you know what's great, miss? Wait, I do want to hear what he did because I think that's awesome that he's an MMA fighter completely. Can I ask you a question actually? He's an MMA fighter? I've been thinking about this. Is this illegal to do in MMA? Because I've thought about it. I was like, maybe I'll do one of these fights at our festival sometime. If you're getting choked out, like from behind by a guy, right? Is it illegal that right before you tap, instead of tapping, I just start jerking off like that? I guess I go.
It's not gay unless you make eye contact.
It's not gay at all, but I'm asking, is it against the rules? Because I'm going to make them put me out and see if it's as good as they say. You know what I mean? And then I'm going to wake up and grab the ref while I'm still jerking off, and everyone's going to be like, no, it's over, it's over. And I'm going to be like, what happened? I'll never stop pounding. It is the safest way to try it. It's a controlled environment. Not some lunatic in a hotel, fucking hanging from a doorknob, waiting for my daughter to get word. Your father died. How? Well, stop me if you heard this. Is it hard to pick up a guy on a motorcycle? I mean, he probably assumes you're a lesbian. Or your pussy's been blown out by motorcycle vibrations. I bet you can fucking uppercut your snatch and nothing. No way. I swear to God, like two knuckles got in. Pull a long lip, nothing. Dead. Yeah, it's desensitized, right? Your butthole too? No, that's fine, of course. You got tattoos and shit?
Fuck yeah.
What do you got?
A lot of tattoos.
She'd have to take her pants off.
Like, you have ones on your cooch?
Nearby.
Nearby? How nearby? Like, here nearby, right? Yeah. You don't ever get nearby, like, on the taint. You gotta be holding your knees for someone else to see, like, a star that has, like, the date of the when your dad died or something. It's your kid's footprint. The day they were born. Are you both married? You got kids? None. How long were you married for? Together 17, married 11 years, no kids. Damn, you love the taste of cum. That's why you're all muscly, all that protein. Fucking crank a load and then go hit CrossFit. Just fucking cum leaking out of your mouth. Got jizz and milk in a tumbler. Do you know this guy?
That's my dad.
That's your dad? Is this your mom? Did you know that she likes to fuck black guys while your dad lava soaps his fingernails? That's why you spend your life running from all black activities.
I'm just kidding, dude. Probably your mom doesn't like to get double teamed by black guys while your dad washes his hands. Probably not the case. But live sometimes in that little possibility. Maybe your mom's a whore for black cock. And your mom just sits at home and probably now will be looking up double black gangbang pornography. She's going to at least see what all the hubbub's about. Is that even possible? It's possible, Mom. But don't let them go on either side of you. Those black dicks are too big and their pee holes are going to kiss inside your body. It's like a Mortal Kombat fatality. I'll tell you what, though, I've never thought about in my life before. I think you could just buy one of those canes and walk into a woman's locker room. Ernie would know if he was in a woman's locker room. The smell, for sure. The fucking funk of 1,000 workout pussies. A morning shit, piss, and jog. That flux capacitor of juices coming into the middle of your dirty ass panties. Ernie knows that's happening from 2 blocks away.
Ooh, last night was all husband wives. That's right, Saturday's for the girlfriends, the guma. You were here with your wife last night acting like you didn't see the show again. She's like, honey, why aren't you laughing? Oh, no, no, no. I was like, ha, ha, ha. She's not your guma. She's your girlfriend. Your ex-wife left you. You left her.
Mutual.
Mutual. What does that mean? You both got fat.
We're like, yeah.
Black people, thank God. Although, I agree with your face, miss. This face is saying, like, this is some white shit we came into, and now I feel bad. I wish you could have told 75 of your friends. We could have used 75 less exactly the same white guys here. There's more back and beard hair in this room than there is head hair. And all these white bitches know you're sitting next to the biggest dick in this motherfucking room. Those are all the girls clapping, too. Don't fucking clap so hard, you son of a bitch. Fucking clapping that hard for his black dick in front of your goofy little dick white boyfriend? How dare you? Are you girls here together?
Yeah.
Really? By yourselves?
We work together.
No shit. You're not with this group of dudes here?
No.
Well, don't make a stink face at it. Damn. You work together where at? Your hairstylists?
Yeah.
Of course. My next guess was scientists. Don't think I was judging. Hairdressers, you guys don't do drugs, do you?
Well, she does nails.
She does nails. Yeah, way to fucking shoot her down. Damn. No, this idiot just does nails. Do you do all stuff? You waxing, threading, all that shit? Just hair cutting. Nice. Full bush as a hairstylist. Do you have a full bush?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
How old are you?
27.
27. Is it bright orange with a little fucking I saw a ghost? Yeah, poltergeist pussy. Just like one blonde streak. Oh no, my pussy saw a ghost. It's fine. Stop it. This is the first time your half black girlfriend's meeting your wacky white mom. This is exactly what her mother was warning her about. She goes, wait till you meet these mothers, boy. They are up in their shit. Third time what? She's met her?
Oh, yeah, that she's met her.
That's very cool. It's getting better every time, right? She's fucking great. This is the first time she stopped calling you colored. No, but it's a term of endearment. No, but where she's from, it's a different time there. No, it's a different time there.
I know. I know. You whisper it when you say it. She goes, honey, is your colored girlfriend gonna come with us? Yes, Mom. Can you please just call her by her name? I do. Colored Tina.
Southern women, we always tend to our sons.
Hell yeah. Two things for sure. You always tend to your sons, and you got a thick bush. South Carolina's not a shave it down state. South Cackalack's not about the shave down. Damn, your son's begging you to stop clapping for your own bush. He's like, please stop, Mom. She said, it's big, it's coming outside my panties. South Carolina rules. Are you still with Dad?
Absolutely, 35 years.
35 years. He's not here.
No.
Yo, I wish your son wasn't here. I would have already had your boobs out. I'm not doing that in front of you, son. I care too much about you. I like you too much to get your mom. Your mom's ready to pop, dude. I'm just saying, if your son wasn't here, we could have you doing karate kicks in your panties. But I don't want to do that while your son's here. She seems so Chinese and proper. You're Japanese? Yeah, well, you seem Chinese and proper. Why don't you act more Japanese? You're not wearing a ninja costume. You haven't drawn a sword? How do you know this white guy with dreadlocks? That's your husband? Where fucking topsy-turvy place did you guys meet? You guys both circus performers? Where'd you actually meet this guy? Your kids were friends? No shit. That sucks. It's way worse for her son that this white guy with dreadlocks is fucking his mom. He thought you were gonna marry a fucking concert cellist or something. You show up with this guy who makes his own mushroom tea. Did you know you were gonna be in this orgy of dudes, miss, when you came out tonight? I apologize. It's gotta be uncomfortable as shit. No, dude, these grandpas been sniffing you. It's your boyfriend?
Husband?
You guys seem young for that. That's why I guessed boyfriend. How long have you been married for?
We've been together for 8 years.
How old's the kid?
7.
Damn. Right away, huh?
Right.
Cream pie city. You thought you smoked enough pot that nothing would happen, right? And there it was, your lazy ass jizz just fucking hung out. Till her egg ate it. What, dude? That's how science works. That's your sister.
Yeah.
Ornfield.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, she's a lesbian. I know. I thought it was... I thought we all knew that. And we. Oh, you can't see her. She looks like a lesbian, dude. I don't know the last time you gave her the old one of these, but... You go, hey, Mark Hoppus, have you seen my sister? You have a girlfriend?
Yes.
Where'd you meet your girlfriend at?
I met her at my ex's funeral.
You met her at your ex's funeral? That was a girl also.
Yes.
How'd they die?
Heart.
I thought you were like trying to remember your alibi. It's like, well, I was at the library.
Yeah, they were second cousins.
And they were second, you're fucking her second cousin now. Damn, are their pussies the same? Can you tell it's the same family? Totally different? Which one was lippier? The current one's lippier? It's tight though on the inside, but the outside's crazy lippy, huh? You guys are former Air Force. Make sure if this guy attacks me, you, I don't know, bring in the plane or something like that, I guess. What the fuck could a Air Force guy do if you need help? You were a medic?
Yes.
Nice. You ever have to pull something out of a guy's butt?
I saw a guy's balls blown open.
You saw a guy's balls blown open?
Yeah.
What? What did you do? Spank banked it. Then what? First things first, gotta spank bank that. Why were his balls blown open? The old grenade in the fucking jockstrap routine? It was in Afghanistan, so it's way sadder than I'm making it. Thanks. We're all laughing at this guy's blown open balls. He was sitting there like, call my mom, tell my mom. I
wanted their own soldiers, but we need to still take care of them.
It was one of the enemy soldiers. Oh, so then fuck him. You should have put different stuff in his ball bag and sewed it back up. Fucking dreidels, bunch of fucking weird. Dreidels, pork. These things they can't have. A condom. You guys know you guys are a couple old crab fishermen, am I right? Look at you two salty sea dogs. This is your lady, but you're married to the sea, am I right? This is your husband. And then who's this guy? His sober companion? Lifelong friend? Oh, how long? Like, if you had to pick, they were both hanging off a cliff. You pick her over your lifelong friend. She's lighter? That is a good fucking solution to the problem. Also, when he pulls her up off the cliff, she's going to blow him. Not that you wouldn't, but he doesn't want that. Now, if that ever happens, he's going to say when he's hanging, he goes, dude, I'll fucking blow you, dude. I'll do it. I would have goes, that big goatee might feel good on my ball bag. Are you the older brother?
Yeah.
What do you do? Are you a courier also?
Yeah, we all three work together.
You all three work together? You work with your boys? That's cool. Or they're losers. I don't know which one. Is it your company? No? Oh, you're all three couriers? Damn, that sucks. You're supposed to be above your boys at the job. They call you Larry at work. You just give you your regular name. Hey, Larry. Cover my shift or I'll beat your ass. You're not my dad here, pussy.
I went to a restaurant alone on my birthday and randomly sat next to someone who had the exact same birthday as me. The bartenders gave us a dessert with a candle in it, and I lit her hair on fire.
This is beautiful. And also definitely not L unless she had a lesbian stint at some point.
She absolutely had a lesbian stint.
She did call herself a linebacker. Right. That does tend to mean you've had a woman's knees on your shoulders once or twice.
I mean, I have been to Sturgis twice, so.
My little girl's a dyke. Dykerino. Dykerama. Dykerama ding dong.
I microwaved a turd in a cup and hid it between someone's computer towers in their room.
I mean, this has DeRosa.
This has the vile horrendous all over. Everything the vile horrendous touches is slop. That's why he's one of the all-time bigs.
Dare I say this reeks of the vile horrendous? I am the vile horrendous. Yeah.
God.
You know, DeRosa loves shit. One of my favorite stories of all time, back when we had to share hotel rooms days, it was me, Joe, and Kareem Green, who's black. And Joe came out of the shower naked, because this would make me laugh, and then spread his butt cheeks and walked over to me and Kareem. Kareem was not enjoying it, and then Joe tried to push out a fart and instead shit a little turd nugget.
What? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it hot out? You should have wrote that down.
Yeah, yeah. Was it hot outside?
Yeah. It's a little remnant of the vile horrendous.
The vile horrendous.
The ongoing adventures of the vile horrendous. What's your background? You look very exotic.
I get that a lot.
But you're not?
No.
Just plain old white shit?
Filipino.
Filipino?
Yeah, just
that's pretty exotic. It's a pretty exotic fight. I think it's legal to fuck an 8-year-old tranny there. I think that's above board. That could be like, it's like that or Topgolf. If she was a guy, if I found out last minute, I'd still do it. I'd look her in the eye the whole time. I'd be like, if you fucking tell people, I swear to God. I'm like, yo, be a bro. I'm going to jerk you off, you gorgeous asshole, but don't kiss me on the face when I'm holding your wiener. What do you do? Boat dealership money? Yeah, just regular white shit.
I work in solar.
You work in solar? That's cool, I think. And you two met where? When you were bringing electricity to her parents' village? No, look! Sun, bring energy! What's everybody doing after this show? We gonna do something Jewish or fucking not Jewish? What do we do after this? Where's the late night corned beef place? Where do you bring home a woman in a jazzy to fuck? But she's only in a jazzy because she's lazy. Do you guys not know what jazzies are? In Florida, it's the little fucking scooter mobility thing. For super old people or fat people at casinos. Sneakers, though. I notice a lot of these fucking Florida doofuses wear fucking flip-flops out at night. I'm like, what if there's danger? You don't even need a gun. This guy's one foot stomp away, right, from having your chick taken into sex slavery. You can't do anything but hold your foot like Yosemite Sam. That's your fiance. Nice. When's the big day? You kicked the can down the road, you just wanted to shut up? Huh? You asked him, really? What is this guy, got a 9-inch dick? He just seems like some guy. What's... You proposed to him? That's batshit. How'd you do it? Really? You did it romantic? And you got on your knee? Oh, yeah, because he would have started pulling his cock out. Like, no. Honey, okay, shit. You have a job?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. What is it?
Medical equipment technician.
Medical equipment technician? That's pretty fucking cool. No one thought it was going to be that. What? Thought this guy sells refurbished NOS tanks for fish concerts. Med tech. Yeah, I'll make like heart monitors and shit like that. It's one little machine, it goes like boop, 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 boop. You got your own apartment?
No.
Nah. You got a roommate?
Yep.
Who's the roommate?
A couple friends.
Dudes?
Two dudes, one chick.
Two dudes and one chick. Is she with one of the dudes? That sucks. You guys gather around and listen to him fucking shit? You know you do. You've whacked off to your friend fucking his chick. I would've. Does she make noise? Does he make noise to you guys here? Oh, Jerry, listen. Oh! I'm gonna come, Kyle! I'm gonna come! Come rub ice chips on my lips! You guys are married? You said for a long time, right? Oh, yeah. Pretty new. You're divorced. Widower. Nice. And you did it again, huh? Widower. Twice a widow? Shut up. Damn, dude. You lay that dick down good. That's that circumcised shit. Hits different. Doesn't have that protective coating over it to protect your cervix from being blasted apart by his giant Jewish knob. Thick like a fucking one of those Torah fucking sides. Like a big old fucking rolling pin. Circumcised dicks are the way to play it, am I right, ladies?
even if you hate Jews, you hope the guy who's hating them with you has a circumcised dick. You make airplane parts on heroin? That's awesome. Did you ever do gay shit for drugs, dude? No? Never got that bit. You had a full-time job. On heroin? What was the job? You make airplane parts on heroin? I worked for Malaysia, United 93. He's fucking nodding off with a ratchet on a fucking propeller. Steve. 7 years, that's tough. You whack off a lot. What's your keyword search, bro? Indian. Okay. How Indian? Like American... nice Indian, chubby Indian, but like from India, like fucking, yeah, 7 years, that's why he's whacking off the Indian women. What a racist that lady is, huh? He's jerking off the Indian bitches. This guy needs some pussy. There's beautiful Indian women, you fucking, who's that? Fucking, it's Hitler's great granddaughter over there. Fucking Nancy Mussolini over here. I'm happy to see there's some black people here in Denver. It's very few black people here.
Yo, we got a half.
That's a weird thing to point out. He goes, yo, we got a half. You're half black? It looks like your boyfriend's full wigger. Yo, 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 she half blacked in a motherfucker. Hell yeah, dude.
She went for a high five. Is that bad if I do that?
She went for a high five? No. You got to bring her into your white world a little bit. Feature about midnight bowling and the fox hunt. Dude, that's a sick ass beard. Is that thing in contests? No? You're looking around like you don't know if I'm talking to you. You have a crazy beard. He's like, this beard? What do? You work on motorcycles?
Build houses.
You build houses. That's pretty cool. For the poor? For the very rich? Really? You ever fuck a housewife while you're building? Oh, is that your girlfriend? You can't answer in front of her. Probably. You don't give a shit, right? You're building a fucking deck and there's some wife in there sucking her own tit in a window. Who gives a shit? You wouldn't even be mad at that. Would you be mad at that? You'd be mad if he watched a woman who was sucking a tit in a window while he was working. He's out there working fucking hard in this bullshit Florida humidity. Let this guy look at a fucking old fake tit paid for by the guy who's building the deck. Too uptight, miss, to marry a guy with a beard like that. This guy's gonna watch a woman suck her own tit. You still wanna blow me now that you know I'm Jewish? Circumcised. What'd you say? Are you Palestinian? Really? I bet your bush is fun. Or it connects to her belly button like a unibrow. If we do fuck later, can I do this to your pussy? It would make my Jewish grandmother laugh in heaven. Are you a guard for girls or guys too? Both also? That's gotta be terrifying. Women are the worst? Blood finger painting? Oh, a period blood? Well, we say all, but what if it's a beautiful work? It's like a perfect Che Guevara or whatever. In the beginning, you're like, you gross bitch. And then when she puts the final touches on, you're like, oh, shit. Whoa, dude. It's the perfect, like, the thinker. Come on. You know the best feeling in the world if you're a guy? I don't know how many other guys in the room have possibly done this, but you ever have a girl, you see a girl, like, maybe drunk. It's Halloween. Her stupid fucking whore nurse costume has come up around her ass. And her whole snatch is hanging out. I take a nice long 4-minute stare at that. No pictures. No pictures. I'm not trying to ruin her. I take it all in until I can draw her pussy from memory. The left lip was a little longer. But then the move is you go over to her and you'd be like, sweetheart. And she's like, oh, thank you. I go, I know. There are some good guys left.
Where's this piece of shit? Nobody sitting there? Another guy? Chick. Oh, was your wife the whole time? What if she's in the bathroom doing the last of the coke without him? Oh. She's probably taking a shit at this point, I'm thinking. I mean, how long can it take to pee?
You guys are just...
Oh, nice. I like the security shining a flashlight on you. Here's that shitting bitch. Would you let this guy finger your butt later? Or would you give him a warning like, I wouldn't do that?
I would take a shower first, and then I'd let him.
You would take a shower first and then let him. What are you going to do in that shower? You going to really get up there with it? That turned on this Negro League referee sitting up front. First guy to call a strike on Jackie Robinson. Get out of here, you black son of a bitch. You're out. Come on, man. That was way outside. Shut up, Jackie Robinson, you black motherfucker. Strike. You don't live together yet.
No.
Whose place is better? Does he have roommates?
One.
Who, your mom? You live with your dad? Damn. You take care of your dad? I bet he does. He tells you to fuck loud for his dad. Hey, want me to hear your pussy in the hallway? Your dad's right there. He can't hear anything. Like, that's my boy. Do you work, miss? What do you do?
I'm a recruiter for a construction company.
A recruiter for a construction company? What does that mean? Just look around and go just like check guys like fucking horses. You just grab their arms, look at their teeth and shit. You want to be in construction, young man? You want to work for your country, building houses? What's a recruiter for a construction company? You just get a big fucking Ford F-250 and go up behind a Home Depot and be like, as many as you guys can fit in here, I'll hire. I'm recruiting. Get us going here. Get on top of each other. Pile in. On delay. Recruiter. Is that what that's called now? It's a gatherer. The rest of you, mañana? And you do construction. Is that what happened? She was recruiting you, and then you ended up fucking her, you piece of shit? Supposed to keep it business over here. Can you believe this? What do you got to do after this show, my friend? Go home and torture animals that you named after girls who don't talk to you? Oh, I bet you are washing your hair tonight, Cheryl. You live by yourself? You live with your folks. How old are you?
25.
It's not that crazy. It's not awesome. But it's not crazy. Bringing chicks past your parents' room to go into your room. Hey, be quiet. My mom has to get up early. Shh. I'm going to put a CD on my PlayStation. And then the screen would do the kaleidoscope thing. If you never fucked the PlayStation kaleidoscope screen, you never fucked in my mom's house. Damn, miss, those are big titties. Just give me a thumbs up. What a world we're in, huh? That would be a slap in the face in the 50s. Excuse me, sir? She went. Dinner plate nips. I'm just kidding, miss. I don't think you have dinner plate nips. Maybe you have dinner plate nips. So how old would you girls go? I'm asking for a friend.
10 years old.
10 years old or so, 38. How about 40 with a big dick? As long as they don't have any kids?
Want kids.
Oh, if they want kids. You want to have kids eventually. Yeah, with those tits you have to, right? Be a goddamn crime to not feed from those. Chick's hot. I don't know how it's possible. She's hot and looks like Danny Bonaducci. You had cancer. Oh, you survived it. Yeah, so relax, everybody. Maybe when he comes back, I'll try to convince him to let black guys fuck you while he watches or something. What kind of cancer, do you mind if I ask? Breast cancer? You got to keep your hoots? Nice! Show them off for everybody. You got to keep them sons, bitch. Once again, miss, we're very happy you survived. You got through it with your original titty for this guy to suck. Does that one taste like it's giving you powers? Keep sucking the radiation one, dude. Just suck her titty as hard as you can, then try to make something move across the room. Is that true? Not freaking out, but a little bit? Yeah. Coke? Acid. Before a fucking comedy show? What a fucking weird thing to do. Let's hear my jokes. Do what do you do for a living? This guy is with an Asian girl. Boom, 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 boom. I just look like a big worm in a hoodie. Hey, man. You have a girlfriend? What's your name, dude?
Dale.
Did you take acid also? You're just handling it better. Did you take acid also?
Oh, hell yeah.
Damn, dude, I have the weirdest fans.